Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Yeah, Ace. All right, 6:24, let's do it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges, your coolers, anything that you have cold with delicious cold Bud Light and other amazing products. So what? Guess what? You are never, ever, 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 ever thirsty.
Thirsty.
Yeah.
Because they are delicious. Definitely. Please tell me you've tried the Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer, bro.
Oh, delicious, dude. This seltzer game with Bud is through the roof. It's unbelievable. It's,
you
know, so good.
Especially when it's like 98 degrees. Yeah. You put those seltzers on ice, my friends. I'm telling you, you'll appreciate it. Try one out today.
Delightful. All right.
Mm-hmm. Let's kick it off Major League Baseball. Some scores from last night. The Indians beat the Tigers 4-1. White Sox beat the Cardinals 8-3. And the Cubs beating the Pirates 4-3. There are some games today, tonight. Cardinals going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox at 2:10. Cubs going to be in Pittsburgh playing the Pirates at 6:35. And the Indians going to be Detroit playing the Tigers at 7:10. I do have a baseball story here. This is kind of cool, man. When 75-year-old Major League Baseball umpire Joe West took the field during yesterday's game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cardinals, he set a new career record for the most games by an umpire by working his 5,376th game yesterday. And he broke a record that stood for 80 years. Nice, dude. You know what? About a Joe West there. Imagine that job. You know, when I read that story initially, I'm like, dude, you know what? It'd be a kind of a cool job, wouldn't it? Unless you got to bend over all the time.
I don't know. It seems like a very stressful job, okay? And look, I'm not knocking umpires out there, but also I feel like eventually AI is going to come in and do a better job because you could put AI in on top of the batter and AI behind the batter, basically a 360 view, and, you know, actually get a... You know,
they kind of already have that on the TV. They show the strike zone on the TV.
They've had the strike zone, exactly. and they show that with each player, you know, like, and it changes with each player. But I don't know. It seems like a very stressful job, okay?
You don't need no damn robots. We need Joe West out there, right?
You have pitches flying at you at 95 miles an hour, and you're supposed to tell whether or not it's a ball or a strike or whatever. You know, I don't know.
He's like 95 years old. He can't see. He's got Coke bottle something, glasses on.
Ball. It's like, dude, that's your 98th ball today. What do you have? You seen a strike? Ball.
Where am I? Let's kick it off over to NBA from last night. The Nets. This is the NBA playoffs, man. Brooklyn Nets beating the Celtics 130-108. Lakers beating the Suns 109-102. That series is tied 1-1. Mavericks beating the Clippers 127-121. Dallas leads that 2-0. Wow. The Nets lead their series against the Celtics 2-0 as well. Tonight, the Wizards going to be in Philadelphia playing the Sixers 7 o'clock. Hawks over in New York playing the Knicks 7:30. Grizzlies going to be in Utah playing the Jazz at 10 o'clock tonight.
The Jazz, the worst team name in the world.
You know, Jazz. You know what's weird? The Miami Heat, their uniforms this year. Look. Kind of like what the Jazz's uniform should be.
Yeah.
The purple. Yeah. The Miami Heat, they always used to be like black and red, you know? Came out in purple this year. Or maybe it was last year, too.
Isn't that anyway, the Jazz's color? I thought they were purple.
They are.
Yeah. It's confusing.
It's weird how you can just change colors like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else?
I do have another golf story. Should we save it, though?
Yeah, probably. I was hoping to have like another horse story or something. Don't we have any horse stories?
We don't have any funny stories this morning, really.
Boring, man. Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll save the golf story.
You know, the golf story is kind of funny, I guess, but I got to save that. We'll talk about that next hour.
All right. That's fair enough. All right. That is your boring sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
You know what? Shut up. I hope your rock news is boring.
Don't worry, folks. I'll pick things up during rock news and rock history.
All right.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Put the pacifier in my mouth.
Right.
Shut up.
Since I'm wondering, since Barney's not on anymore, my daughter's not going to watch that. It's not like I'm going to dig up old Barney tapes.
YouTube it. That's what you do.
Yeah, YouTube it. I don't know. I think there's better stuff out there than Barney, you know?
Oh, that's offensive.
How dare you say that? Real quick, I know we get to sports. I want to give us plenty of time. But for some reason, I went down this deep rabbit hole of parents hating the cartoon Caillou. Have you seen anything about that?
I'm Caillou. I have never seen a Caillou show.
There are parents that have, like it's a big group of people that just hate this TV show Caillou with a passion. They say this Caillou kid is just, like, a brat and, like, teaches kids terrible, like, mannerisms and stuff.
Drives them up the ball. Parents, you can turn it off, right? Yeah. You can just hit that button.
What if the kid, though, is like, I want to watch Caillou!
You're right.
But yeah. Anyway, it's not on air anymore. Like it recently just got canceled. But everyone was talking about it.
He looks like a Charlie Brown character, right?
Yeah, but Charlie Brown's
big
fun,
round
though.
Bald head.
God, dude, Charlie Brown. That's where it's at. That's what my daughter's gonna watch. She's gonna watch Yosemite Sam with his guns Elmer Fudd with his gun.
There you go.
All right. So you go back the old school days when Tom and Jerry had cigarettes in there. Back when the Flintstones promoted smoking.
Barney,
where's my Winston
cigarette? I don't know, Fred.
My daughter's going to come out sounding like Fred Flintstone anyways. Good God. Daddy, where are my Winston cigarettes? Daddy. Cripes. Here you go, kid. I digress. We got to keep things moving here. It is time for your sports. That's what it is.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing products. So no matter what, you're never thirsty on that hot summer day, man.
Hot. All right, let's go through some stupid scores, then we're going to get to some golf here. All right, Major League Baseball last night. Indians beating the Tigers 4-1. White Sox beating the Cardinals 8-3. Damn. Cubs beating the Pirates 4-3. There you go, Cubbies. Tonight. Cardinals going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox at 2:10. Cubs over in Pittsburgh at 6:35. Indians going to be in Detroit at 7:10. You can catch that on 94.9 WSJM. NBA playoffs.
Playoffs?
Last night, playoffs, NBA playoffs. Nets beating the Celtics 130-108. Brooklyn leads that series 2-0. Lakers beating the Suns 109-102. Series tied 1-1. Going to be a close one there, I think. Mavericks beating the Clippers 127-121. Dallas leads that series 2-0. There are some games tonight. Wizards going to be in Philadelphia at 7 o'clock. Hawks over in New York playing the Knicks at 7:30. And the Grizzlies going to be in Utah playing the Jazz. The Jazz at 10 o'clock. All right, let's get to some golf. I'm going to kick this off with a Phil Mickelson story, and then it's going to kind of fall into Brooks Koepka. So on Sunday, Phil Mickelson made history by becoming the oldest golfer at age 50 to win a major when he won the PGA Championship. On the final hole, fans swarmed the course, which led to fellow golfer Brooks Koepka to say he felt attacked as the fans swarmed the course. CEO of PGA of America, Seth Waugh, I think that's how you say his name, he took the complaint seriously, formally apologized to both Mickelson and Koepka. I mean, on one hand, I guess, you know, it's kind of, you want to keep everybody safe and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it's fun to watch. It's good to see on TV. It's good to see things kind of get back to that, you know, that mode where fans being excited. But anyway, I wanted to get into this. Brooks Koepka, after the match, is getting interviewed. And before going into this, Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau have kind of a beef. Or Brooks Koepka just really doesn't like Bryson. He doesn't like anything he does. He doesn't like his attitude. He doesn't like how he swings.
Now, okay,
doesn't like the power.
So everyone, just as we get, because I've learned a lot more just talking with you and about this Bryson DeChambeau, right? That's his full name. Yeah. And he's just smashing the ball, like just average drive of like 320. It's just insane, okay?
Just smashing the ball, and everybody's like, all right. But he hasn't really been playing too well. He's on, then he's off. He's on, he's off. I'm talking about Bryson. So anyway, they're interviewing Brooks Koepka, all right? This guy's doing an interview with them. And he's doing a normal interview talking about his golf round and blah, blah, blah. And he keeps looking to his left. And he keeps looking and he keeps looking over and like, what's going on? So Bryson DeChambeau is coming off the probably 18th, I'm guessing. And he walks by Brooks Koepka And he's got this disgusted look on his face, like, ugh. And he, like, completely stops the interview. He's like, hang on, I just can't even focus right now. And he just, like, totally sighs, gives him the cold shoulder, rolls his eyes. It was like a weird moment in a golf interview where you're like, wow, like, these guys really don't like each other.
Yeah.
Or I should say Brooks really doesn't like Bryson. And here's another wild, funny reason why I think. Is because Bryson is one of the only guys in the PGA that wears metal spikes. Kind of tears up the course. It doesn't really tear it up, but it does a little bit, I guess. It's an old school thing. He's the only one doing it. And I guess they're extremely loud when you walk on pavement. So I think that's what was going on when he walked by Brooks. He was like a Clydesdale dude while he's trying to do an interview. And it's just, you got to see it on YouTube if you guys are interested in golf. Rolls his eyes and he's just like,
I got a screen grab right now. You can see a DeChambeau in the back with his little newsboy cap on, which he wears that. Yeah. And then literally the screen grab has Brooks, like, his eyes, like, about ready to
roll.
You know what, though? I'm going to call it right now. Brooks is being a little bitch. That's what
he's
it sounds
a bitch
like.
Too.
It sounds like he's being a little baby back bitch. Like, oh, he's got metal cleats and he can drive the bar farther than me.
He is, dude. I was gonna get right into that. I don't think Bryson has even said anything about Brooks.
You know what? Here, I'm gonna complain about the way Brooks gets down in his stupid little putting. You see that? How he gets down? His dumb little stance where he like squats down and has. You know what, Brooks? You stop being a little bitch. You sound like you're a sore loser when it comes to this. God.
You know what we need though? We need the next major championship. We need those two guys paired up on the final round on a Sunday hole. You know.
I would like to
Sunday
see that.
Matchup.
Even better, I would like to see all of these hot-ass golfer wives in a photo shoot. God damn. What is the deal? What is the deal with
wife? You make millions of dollars. You're always dressing nice.
Dude, hold on, let me look up this. Now I'm more intrigued about the wives of of golfers.
Just fly them into the matches. They get to hang out, dress up, hang out in the clubhouse. It's like you're going to the... It's like you're going to the Kentucky Derby all the time.
Dude, like all these wives are hot. Even for
it's kind of the life you live as a golf wife.
Son of a bitch. Hell, come on now. Why didn't they show me this when I was practicing golf? Vic? All right, if you golf, you could marry one of these ladies. Okay. She's going to get half
of angels out there, always dressed in white.
Yeah, fantastic. Fantastic. All right.
So there you go. I mean, dude, that's a light sports report this morning, so.
Good enough for
me. We got something in there, right?
We got to talk about hot golf wives and Brooks Koepka being a little bitch. A little bitch. That is your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.